A very good afternoon to you. It is great to have your company. It is Art Week, and I'm dedicating the entire week's programs to the events, artists, shows, and fairs that are taking place in our city. Now, we're going to continue on with our discussion. We have in the studio Paul Hewitt, the Managing Director of Growth Markets for Christie's, Abdullah Al-Turki, the Creative Director for Edge of Arabia out of Saudi Arabia, and also welcoming Bashir Al-Shughi, the Director of Quadro Art and patron of Art Dubai. Gentlemen, thank you all for sticking around. Now, during our little break just now, we were talking to you, Paul, about the kind of barometer, the temperature of this region and just how it stacks up. What kind of perceptions and trends are you noticing from this growth market?
The auction business sells pre-owned art, if that makes sense. So it's art that has already been sold, produced by the artists, sold through the galleries. And we have, in the last 12 months, seen an interesting sort of polarization. You've got art that was produced from the Middle East region in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. We call that modern. And then we've got contemporary, which is really art of the last 10 years. And the price points of modern art are going stratospheric. They're going for hundreds and thousands of dollars. And really, that's consolidated. The quality is recognized on a global stage. But we've got this more interesting area of art produced over the last 10 years, and that is attracting more younger collectors into the marketplace. And I can just give you a few statistics that I think give you the feeling of the barometer, as you called it. Certainly at this contemporary stage, we call it part two, we've got 20% growth compound each year of new collectors coming into the market, driven by education programs, by social media, by publications, by accessibility, coming to art fairs like Art Dubai. And in terms of the barometer of commercial success, and that's very important to the artists to carry on and to invest in their work, in calendar year 2011, 38% of the works of art that we put up for auction sold above their high estimate. So an art specialist said it might sell for between $20,000 and $30,000, for example, and they sold above that. Mm-hmm. 82% of the works put up for auction sold. These are very, very encouraging figures by international barometer, and I think send a strong signal to the global collecting community that Middle Eastern art is in good health. And I think that's what probably helped to bring not only galleries to exhibit in Art Dubai, but an enormous number of international collectors. I was reading the statistics this morning. It's something like 60 international museum groups mm-hmm. are in the region for Art Dubai. That's got to be good for the UAE. It's got to be good for art in the UAE too.
Mm-hmm. What about more specifically when we're looking at cities and countries within the Middle East? I wonder, Bashir, if you could kind of shed some light on what you're seeing coming out of, you know, different regions and different cities.
Yeah, I think, you know, if we look at the Gulf itself, we don't even have to look within the broader Middle East. You know, you can get on a flight from Dubai and you can be anywhere in about an hour. So if we were to look at the countries in the Gulf, each one really has a specific focus. Here in the UAE, for example, you've got Sharjah with its focus on the Biennale. The Biennale has been running for its 10th session, so that's been going on for quite some time now. So that really is art for art's sake. On the other hand, you've also got, on the other side of us, you have Abu Dhabi.
And in Abu Dhabi, we've got significant investments into public projects. So these are the international museums that are coming into Abu Dhabi. So the focus there really is on the museums themselves. Dubai sits right in the middle of these two zones as the commercial hub for the region. And it's, you know, the power of Dubai as a commercial hub is really evident in the fact that you have Art Dubai here with the number of galleries. 75 international galleries come in for Art Dubai. You've got the auction houses set up right here. And you've also got the fair itself, the galleries that are based in Dubai. How many galleries do we have now? I mean, every time I turn around, there's a new gallery that's opening up. There's five
well,
more
there's
opening
five more
this
opening.
Year.
Yep, tonight I think they're all opening tonight.
Exactly. So really, Dubai acts as the commercial hub, and not just for the region. I mean, increasingly, we're seeing a lot more galleries from the Indian subcontinent, so whether they're from Pakistan or they're from India, coming and using Dubai as a commercial platform, both at the fair as Art Dubai, and based on their experience and their success at Art Dubai, they're actually deciding to set up shop here and open up branches here in Dubai. Mm-hmm. So that's really Dubai's commercial hub. If we go a little bit further out, you have Doha. And Doha's focus has really been on, again, on institution building. But their drive right now really is on promoting Arab and Islamic art. And so we have the Islamic Museum that's open in Doha. The Mathaf Museum of Arab Modern Art is really the place to go to within the region right now if you want to see modern art. You have Jeddah. And Jeddah is sort of the best kept secret in the art world, because there are gems sitting on the corniche in Jeddah. Jeddah basically one generation ago decided to actually significantly invest into public sculpture that got placed out for the public to see. It's probably one of the best open air museums you'll ever see in the Middle East right now. And there is a new effort now by a new generation to actually restore these sculptures and bring them back to what they used to be. Bahrain, on the other hand, you know, if you were to fly into Bahrain, Bahrain's main focus really has been on architecture and the restoration and preservation of architecture up to UNESCO standards. And that was evident by Bahrain participated. It was the first country to participate at the Venice Architecture Biennale in 2010 and actually came back with a Golden Lion for Best National Pavilion. Even in Oman, you know, Oman just opened up their opera house. So Oman is actually focusing not on the visual arts, but actually on music and on the performing arts. So every one of these countries really complements the other. Mm-hmm. And when somebody comes into the region, they're all an hour's flight away from each other. So you're able to see quite a bit within the GCC. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, though. I wonder, too, with the region's, you know, unrest of last year and the continuation of that impacting individuals but also artists, have you seen a major shift or step change in the way artists are producing work in the Syrias, the Egypts, the way around? Are we seeing a major step change?
Well, from my perspective, I remember I was probably sitting in this very seat last year, and I was asked the very same question, how are artists reacting? Mm. And last year, I sort of dodged the question and said, well, you know, this is just happening now. It'll take the artist 6 to 9 months.
Well, I'm not letting you dodge it today.
to actually internalize this and come up with something. Mm. And I think now they have. Now we're seeing a lot of artists that are producing work that responds to what's happening within the region. I think they have internalized. They've now started to react to it. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing work that looks slightly different, that's talking about what's happening around them. Mm-hmm. And artists use different voices. And I think there are some artists that do it in very subtle ways. There are artists that do it in ways that are a lot more in your face. Mm-hmm. So you'll be seeing definitely if you come to the fair, if you come to DIFC Art Night, if you come visit even the exhibitions we have now at Quadro, you'll actually see that there is a lot more art that is responding to what's happening in the region currently.
And not necessarily that they're political, and not necessarily that they're only political. They could be influenced by social media, they could be influenced by demographics, they could be influenced by any other topics that arose from the Arab Spring. So it's not necessarily a political subject that mm-hmm. they're discussing.
Mm-hmm. But it is a movement that has happened within this community, so it is interesting to see how they're interpreting and how they're expressing what's happening around them. We need to take a quick...
Sorry. Art is a form of documenting history, mm-hmm. so... artists should they can't just ignore the fact that there has been something happening in the region that they need to document.
Well, let's continue that discussion. We need to take a quick break. Coming up, we'll be continuing talking with Paul Hewitt, Abdallah Al-Turki and Bashar Al-Shughi. One moment.